Turn with me to Ephesians. That's for the jet. No problem. Got it. On the jet. Got it. Tonight, as you turn with me to Ephesians, the second chapter and the 20th verse. Jet. On the jet. Got it. 1,000 miles on the jet. Got it. We'll put it with that $1 million that we're sending off. I think it goes out tomorrow. Ephesians, second chapter, 20th verse. Let's start at the 19th verse. It says, "Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God." Verse 20, "and are built," meaning the previous verse 19, who the Apostle Paul was talking about, in his 20th verse saying, "and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone," or the foundation. Go with me to 1 Corinthians, the third chapter. Verse 11. It says, "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." Tonight, I want this to be a message or a lesson on understanding the flow of the apostolic. Now, I'm going to say some things that is going to sound like I'm hurting your feelings. It's going to sound like I'm being harsh. But if you let me prove it out, I'm not being harsh or I'm not hurting your feelings. Let me explain it this way. We have to relearn the reasons why we come to church. Because we have been trained to come to church for one way or for a couple of reasons or for some reasons, but come to find out that a lot of those reasons were self-centric, meaning it was just focused on us. And so sometimes we come to church and we sometimes get what we need, but we all the time don't get everything we need, because sometimes we're looking for just what we think we need. So if you come to church only looking for what you think you need, then you're not going to get everything you need, because there's some things that you need that you don't realize you need. I hope I'm not confusing you, all right? And so, for instance, funny illustration, but you can't go to McDonald's looking for a Whopper. You can't. They do have hamburgers there, but not a Whopper. So if some of us been coming to church looking for something else besides what church is supposed to offer us. And so therefore we expect leadership to be, it's really not our fault. Because the Bible says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because the priests rejected knowledge. So we as leaders have had a tendency to cater to those that come to church. So I'm going to say some things tonight that may seem like it's going to hurt your feelings or may seem kind of harsh. But once again, I said again, if you let me prove it out, you're going to realize that it's not being harsh, that it's actually you. That's what you want. Actually going to realize that is what you want. First statement I want you to realize, and I want you to hear. The purpose of the apostolic is to create heaven to earth government structure, which allows the portals of the supernatural to be open. I'll say that definition again because it's very important that you understand this. The purpose of the apostolic is to create heaven to earth government structure, which allows the portals of the supernatural to be opened. That's the purpose of the apostolic. All right. Having said that, my next statement is going to probably be the harshest statement that you're going to hear. A true apostle does not care about your feelings. A true apostle does not care about the current situation that you are in. A true apostle does not care about your past situation that you were in. And a true apostle is not concerned about the situations that you're going to be in the future. I know it sounds harsh. Work with me. Work with me, because I want that to sink in. A true apostle does not care about how you feel. It's not concerned about your emotions. It's not concerned. A true apostle is not really concerned about what you're going through. The only thing that concerns a true apostle is creating heaven to earth government structure that allows the portals of the supernatural to be open. I'm going to prove this to you tonight, because I want you to understand, as we go through this apostolic shift with apostle, sometimes he's not concerned about your feeling. He really doesn't care about your feelings. He really doesn't. That doesn't mean he's not concerned about you, but he's not concerned about how you feel, not concerned about what you think, not concerned about what you want. His only concern is to create heaven to earth government structure. What I mean by heaven to earth government structure? Creating a structure in which the heavens can be open. Creating order in which God can flow to and flow through. So sometimes we think God ought to move this way, but God says, no, I'm move this way. God always knows which way he needs to move. And if we're not careful with keeping our emotions in check, we'll find ourselves getting our feelings hurt when things don't go our way, or when things are being reorganized. We'll get our feelings hurt and think that, maybe I'm just not supposed to be here, when that's not the case. Because we live in America, we used to voting for stuff. We used to, when we want our voices to be heard, we usually go to the polls. That's what they tell us, huh? Well, really and actually, our voices sometimes ain't heard. But they tell us, you want your voice to be heard, you know, go and cast your vote. But that ain't how the apostolic works. Now, y'all going to work with me? Let me prove this to you. Because if you understand how if you can understand this, we can let apostle go and do what he needs to do. And it would lead us to places that we've never dreamed about going. See, it won't be us always throwing on brakes when it seems like he's doing something out of the ordinary. Saying, whoa, now, what's going on now? Turn with me to Exodus. All right, remember now, the only focus of the apostolic is to create heaven to earth government structure, which allows for the portals of the supernatural to be open. All right? Exodus, the fifth chapter. And then after one of the, Moses, give you a quick scenario where we at. Moses is in the midst of dealing with Pharaoh and the plagues are being released on Egypt. And in the midst of one of the Egypt, look at verse 6. And Pharaoh commanded the same day that the taskmaster of the people and their officers, saying, ye shall no more give the people straw to make bricks as heretofore. Let them go and gather straw for themselves and the tail of the bricks, which they did make hereto, ye shall lay upon them. Ye shall not diminish off thereof, for they be idle. Therefore they cry, saying, let us go and sacrifice to our God. Here's your situation. Plague hit. Pharaoh gets more upset. He increases the burden on the children of Israel. Now, mind you, God sent Moses to Egypt to cause deliverance or to bring deliverance. But here it is, Moses following God's direction, and yet things get worse. But I want you to see what Moses did. Go to verse 20. And they met Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way as they came forth from Pharaoh, and they said unto them, the Lord look upon you and judge, because ye have made our Savior to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of his servant, to put a sword in their hands to slay us. And Moses returned unto the Lord. Why? Because they were complaining. Moses returned unto the Lord and said, Lord, wherefore hast thou so evil entreated these people? Why is it that thou hast sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak of thy name, he hath done evil to this people, neither hast thou delivered thy people at all. Look at verse chapter 6, verse 1. Then the Lord said unto Moses, now thou shalt see what I will do to Pharaoh. Notice God ain't never said anything about the feelings of the people. Notice when Moses brought it up, God never answered it. God said, okay, no, let's go on. Moses, go on to the next thing. This is what we're going to do next. Because God, the apostolic, is not concerned about how you feel. What an apostle does is create the structure in which the portals of the supernatural can be opened so that we can receive what we need to receive. See, if Moses would have stopped with the people's feelings, there never would have been the next plague and the next plague. They'd have never got to the Passover. Moses followed the order of God, which opened the portal of the supernatural so that deliverance can take place. Are you seeing this? Moses started doing the plagues where God produced them, but Moses was carrying them out. When that began to happen, the people got to a point to where they became frustrated and became upset and became discouraged because things weren't like they used to be. But Moses and God didn't pay no attention to their feelings. They kept trucking right along and walked right into deliverance. Let me give you another example. Come on. Let me give you another example. Go with me to 2 Chronicles. Now, I want you to notice a pattern. I want you to notice this pattern. Listen to me. I want you to notice this pattern. The power of God never precedes the authority of God. Anytime you see the power of God displayed, if you read a little bit before that, his authority was established. Why is that? It's because order has to take place. Why is there need for order? Order, God's order, is the only order that allows everyone to be blessed. That's the only order that exists that allows everybody to be blessed. That's the only one. You can't find no other order in history that would allow everybody to be blessed. How many people you know in today, watch this now. Now, we're supposed to have a better covenant, right? These complaining, grumbling, mumbling people complain right on through deliverance. Complain right on through deliverance. I promise you, I know one night they didn't complain about. When Moses came in and said, look, y'all better put this blood over your doorpost. There wasn't no complaining that time. Talking about apostolic order. Apostolic order. Moses told him, put that blood over the doorpost. Because God is coming through him, coming through tonight himself. And every firstborn is going to die. So he said, when he see the blood, he shall pass over. So you need to put the blood over your doorpost. And every last one of them put the blood over their doorpost. No complaints, no nothing. But my point is that when apostolic order was set and set in place and began to be executed, deliverance took place. Are you seeing this? 2 Chronicles. We like 2 Chronicles, and we like after the 20th verse. We like that one. 2 Chronicles 20. Let's get to it. And watch this. Verse 25. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoils of them, they found among them in abundance, both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they carried away. They were 3 days and gathered the spoil. There was so much. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There was so much they carried it away. That's the power of God, right? Go to verse 14. In verse 14, then upon Jehazel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Matthaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Here's where the authority is being set. And he said, hearken ye, O Judah, ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jerusalem. Verse 17 is the one where people start complaining. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. What you mean we ain't got to fight in this battle? What you mean? We got five armies that coming against us. What you mean we ain't got to fight in this battle? Now, I feel like fighting. Let's take a vote. Who all won't fight? Everybody say aye. Here it is. See, because watch this now. Jehazah is not concerned about how they feel. He's not even concerned about how the king feels. His only job is to create heaven to earth structure, government structure that will open the portals of the supernatural. Not concerned about their feelings, Jehoshaphat caught on. Watch Jehoshaphat said. Jehoshaphat bowed his head, verse 18, with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of Korah stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. As they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, ye hear me, O Judah, ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe in his... prophet, so shall you prosper. And when he had got all his warriors together, and they got all their weapons together, because they were planning on going fight. Is that what that said? What he got together? He got together the singers, because if we ain't going to fight, then the only other thing we know to do is praise the Lord. Talking about, now watch this. It created structure, heaven to earth. Well, heaven can invade earth. When heaven invades earth, portals of the supernatural are opened. Nothing can happen. John 3:27. A man can receive nothing unless it comes from heaven. So if we don't get the portals of the supernatural open, we can't get no answers. If we can't get heaven to earth government structure set and in place, we can't open no portals. If ain't no portals open, ain't no structure set, ain't nothing gonna happen. We're gonna have to go through the situation like we were going through. Jehoshaphat then was going to have to fight them five armies. The children of Israel was going to have to stay in Israel. Why? Because if they didn't allow heaven to earth government structure to be formed, which allowed the portals of the supernatural to be open, then wasn't nothing else going to happen. They'll still be in Egypt to this day. Because nothing can happen until the supernatural is able to take over the natural. And a super is not just going to take over the natural. It has to be given permission. And the supernatural only moves at the voice of God. It don't move at our voice. The supernatural only moves at the voice of God. You can say whatever you want to say, but the supernatural ain't moving until God back up what you say. So if you don't say what God is saying, ain't nothing gonna happen. So if we can't create this heaven to earth, not earth to heaven, heaven to earth, government structure, it creates a pipeline, structure, something definite, something's gonna happen here, something's gonna change here. When that's created, portals of the supernatural are open, and then things can happen. All right, watch this. See, watch this. You do not want the sympathy of your apostle. Oh, come on now. I ain't getting enough amens on that one. Y'all want sympathy. You don't want the sympathy of your apostle. You don't even want the empathy of your apostle. What's the difference between sympathy and empathy? Sympathy is I just straight up feel sorry for you. I mean, I'm sorry you're in the situation you're in. I just feel sorry. That's where it ends. Empathy goes a little bit further. Empathy say, man, I feel what you feel. I understand what you're going through. Listen, I don't want nobody's sympathy, and I don't want nobody's empathy. Listen, the only way I take somebody's empathy, because I'm going to show you an example of empathy. The only way I want your empathy is if you have been anywhere in the shoe, if you've worn the shoes I've worn, and you've come out victorious. If you ain't come out victorious, keep your empathy. I need deliverance. I need answers. I don't want your sympathy, and I don't want your empathy. See, we come to church feeling sorry for ourselves, and watch this, we come to church with our ideas of how deliverance is supposed to take place, and when the leadership don't follow our ideas, then we get our feelings hurt, and we begin to look for sympathy. We begin to look for people to feel sorry for. Sorry ain't healed nobody yet. Sorry ain't put no money in nobody's pockets yet. Sorry ain't got nobody to live with. Sorry ain't straightened out no family problems yet. Somebody feeling sorry for you. That's why if you go to the hospital or whatever, somebody come in with all this to sympathy call. I don't want no sympathy call. I'm trying to get up out of here. So if you ain't got no power to help me get up out of here, I don't want to see your face. The apostolic is not, don't care how you feel. And simply, just the way, now personally, I'm speaking for me. I don't need a pastor to feel sorry for me. I just need a pastor to do what God is telling him to do so the heaven to earth government structure can be set so that the portals of the supernatural, if I can get in the portal of the supernatural, if we can just get a portal open, I know I can get my answer. So I don't need sympathy getting in the way, and I don't need empathy getting in the way. Is this making sense? Go with me to 1 Kings 17th chapter. And I am almost finished. Y'all think I'm lying? No, I'm not lying. I'm almost finished. I'm almost finished because I want you to grab this because just understanding what the purpose of an apostle is. See, you're not going to always understand the flow of where it's going. You just need to understand how to flow with it. See, you're not going to always understand the turns that are made and the changes that are made and the things that are happening that apostles are doing. Sometimes apostles say stuff and it don't make no sense to us. But if you just hold on to the words, sometimes he do things and it just, I wish all the LTMA churches hear this. He does things. And we don't understand everything he does. And a lot of times what we do is we throw on brakes. Let me tell you what happened. We throw on brakes. When we as a congregation throw on brakes, what God sees is they don't want my authority to do what it's supposed to do. So I can't come. My power can't display itself because my power never goes ahead of my authority. Order has to be in place before God shows up. Well, I told you to turn. 1 Kings. Oh, watch this one. Watch this. Watch this. 1 Kings 17. Verse 8. And the word of the Lord came unto him, meaning Elijah, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I've commanded a widow woman to sustain thee. Now, all God told Elijah, thank you, Holy Spirit, all God told Elijah is, I've commanded a widow woman to sustain you. That's all he told Elijah. Verse 10, so he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow woman was there gathering of sticks, and he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. And she said in her spiritual, super spiritual voice, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse, and behold, I'm gathering the two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son that we may eat it and die. Looking for sympathy. Looking for sympathy. Elijah didn't care. I'm going to be real with you. Elijah didn't care. All Elijah knew is God told him there was a woman in Zarephath that's supposed to feed me. You the one. Had no, didn't care about her feeling. You and your, as far as I'm concerned, then, you know, if that's what you believe, then you and your son just might have to die. Watch what Elijah says. Didn't even care. Didn't even study. Didn't even. See, here's the important thing. The important thing is that when God speaks, God spoke to Elijah. And watch what God told Elijah. He told Elijah, and a lot of us miss this. He said, I've commanded. So that means he spoke to her too. Verse 13, and Elijah said unto her, fear not, I'm not sorry for you. You get none of my sympathy. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me therefore a little cake first and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and thy son. He said, make me a cake first. He really didn't care. He said that just in case there wasn't enough for her and her son. He didn't care. Verse 14. For thus said the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of all fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Verse 15, and she went and did according to the sayings of God. To the sayings of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. Verse 16, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of all fail, according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Elijah. Heaven to earth, government structure, opened the portals of the supernatural so that the meal and the barrel of the meal would keep on going and the oil wouldn't run out. If Elijah had not received that cake first, the portal of the supernatural would not have opened. Are you seeing this? See, this is, let me take a little side journey. This is why it's important that an apostle has signs following them. Because I've seen this scripture preached over and over and over by people who shouldn't even touch this scripture. Who has no fruit. And got people believing that if they give it to them, that this is what's going to happen. But that ain't the case. It was somebody that was in the order of God. If God hadn't spoke to Elijah, Elijah wasn't moving. But because God spoke to Elijah, and Elijah came into a light. Now watch this. Elijah was moved by God, but God also moved the widow woman. Because when God was talking to Elijah, he was talking to the widow woman. So therefore, it shouldn't be just some man talking to you without you having no confirmation. If a man or woman of God tells you to do something and you got the question, wait a minute, am I really supposed to do this? That means number one, you don't have the confidence in the man or woman of God, which I don't know if you should or you shouldn't, because it's based on the fruit that they have. And then, second of all, if you can't trust what they're saying, why are you there? Almost finished. Go with me to John 11th chapter. Show you a case of empathy. And this is the only term that I'm accepting empathy under. To save time, John chapter 11 begins to talk about Lazarus and how Lazarus was a friend of Jesus, and him and his sisters were supporters of Jesus' ministry, and he was sick and he died. All right? Now here we get to verse 19. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them. Sympathy. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha to Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. And Jesus said to her, thy brother shall rise again. Now watch this. Go to verse 34. Look at verse 33, that's the one I want to go to. Verse 33. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, talk about Mary, and the Jews also weeping with, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. Jesus got angry. Jesus got upset. Verse 34, and said, where have ye laid him? That they said unto him, Lord, come and see. Now look at verse 35. It says, Jesus wept. That's when Jesus began to feel the nature of humanity, what it feels like to lose somebody. But watch this. Now, this is what I like. Verse 36. Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. Verse 37. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? And Jesus, therefore, again, groaning in himself. First time he was groaning in the spirit. This time he was groaning in himself. You know what that means? Groaning in himself means Jesus got angry, got upset at this situation. Watch this. Got upset at this situation. And therefore, verse 38, and therefore, again, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave and a stone that lay upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. See, this is what I mean by empathy. Don't empathize with me if you can't do nothing about it. See, we don't need to come to church with our situations feeling sorry. You may not like it. You may not like the situation you're in. You may not like what you're dealing with. But don't come to church looking for sympathy. Don't come to church looking for empathy. You come to church so that you can be a part of creating the heaven to earth government structure so that the portals of the supernatural can be opened so that your situation can be dealt with. Notice Jesus really wasn't concerned about he wasn't concerned about none of that. Jesus started getting mad with the situation. That's what you really want. You really want your apostle to get mad with your situation. You really want him to get disgusted with the situation that you're in. So that God can speak to him and give us instructions on what to do so that structure can be created. Heaven and earth structure can be created so that portals of the supernatural can be opened. Here we see portals of the supernatural is about to be opened. Verse 40, Jesus said unto her, say I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? They took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I know that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, and that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto him, loose him. I don't care when you come to church. I mean, I don't care about your feelings. You shouldn't care about the other person's feeling next to you. You should only be concerned, can we get together and create heaven and earth government in which the portals of the supernatural can be opened? See, this is why this is why praise and worship is important now. Because we're coming together to create a heaven to earth structure, government structure, so where the portals of the supernatural can be opened, that everybody can receive what they need to receive. So you can't be concerned about your feelings. Well, Pastor, I don't think Pastor really loved me because he ain't really called me back. Pastor didn't come see me in the hospital room. Pastor know I was going through this. He ain't never mentioned it or was even concerned about what I was going through. Now, Pastor may call you, may show up in your hospital room, but if the portal of the supernatural ain't open, ain't nothing gonna happen. The ultimate goal is to get the portals of the supernatural open. I don't care if he got to spit in clay. I don't care if he got to spit on me. If that's gonna open the portals of the supernatural, see, our concern, we should be wanting to create heaven to earth government structure so that we can easily walk into the supernatural. Joshua, in the fifth chapter of Joshua, the angel of the Lord came to Joshua, and Joshua said, "Who you with?" You know what the angel responded? Joshua said, "You with us or you with our enemy?" You know what the angel said? The angel started walking in the apostolic office. The angel said, "I ain't with neither one of y'all. I'm with the Lord of hosts. Now who you with?" Now mind you, this is the same Joshua that God was talking to in the first chapter and said, "Do what I told Moses to do." So God had been talking to him already, but this time God wanted to talk to him through an angel. So Joshua can't get his feelings hurt and say, "I've been seeing God face to face. Why he ain't come talk to me now?" Because God was trying to get Joshua to create a heaven to earth government structure so that the portals of the supernatural can be open. Was the portals of the supernatural open? Yes. Who else you know don't walk around a brick wall that was wide enough for two chairs to ride across and it just crumbled down, just crumbled, just because they marched around in a holler? If that ain't the portals of the supernatural being open, I don't know what is. I mean, a brick wall, just because they hollered, it just started crumbling down. All because they created heaven to earth government structure and allowed the portals of the supernatural. What am I saying to you now as I close? If you cannot trust an apostle enough that he's been hearing from God for 42 years, don't be in here on Sunday morning holding the rest of us up. Don't, if you can't trust him, don't hold the rest of us up. Find you another place that you can vote. Find you some, because listen, ever since we've been walking in the apostolic, things have been happening in my life that wasn't happening before. So I ain't let nobody mess this up for me and my family. You should feel the same way. If we don't allow apostle unloose his hands, allow God to use him, allow God to do what he wants to do through him, and if we don't do that, then we can't open the portal of the supernatural. Listen, because Adam and Eve didn't want to follow government structure, God said, now that's God, first creation, first man, first woman. They didn't want to follow God's heaven to earth government structure. God said, "Look, you can live, but you can't live here." So if God did that to his first creation, what you think he think about us? So here it is. I didn't say you're going to understand everything apostle does. If we understood everything apostle does, then we should be apostle. I don't understand everything apostle does. Sometimes I go to him and say, "I thought about doing this. He say, "No, we're not going to do this. We're going to do it this way." All I have to do is make the shift. All you do is make the shift. Many times I've gone to him and say, "Look, I thought about doing this. I spent some time, I thought about doing this." He said, "No, we're not going to do this. We're going to do it this way." Ain't no, it ain't time for me now to be talking about, oh, I done prayed and got this idea. You simply have to make the shift, because the ultimate goal is to create heaven to earth government structure so that the portals of the supernatural can be opened. You may be seated. Lift your hand if you need the offering envelope. The ushers are in the aisle to serve you.